two open-pit iron ore mines continue to dig deep into the earth near Marquette, Michigan. The Empire Mine has been in operation for a half century and now goes down more than 1,200 feet. From an observation plateau, huge ore-hauling trucks near the bottom of the mine look small and only create a small roar. $260 million tons of iron ore, worth well into the billions of dollars, have been trucked and shipped out of Empire. So when you ask spokesman Dale Hemela of the mine's owner, the Cliffs Corporation, to describe what he sees when he looks down into the pit, it isn't the trucks or the grays and reds of the exposed rock.
I see a lot of money that's gone from this area and brought money in. You know, what we do here is we take rocks and send it out of here and bring money back.
Hemela feistily rejects the idea that Empire and the nearby Tilden mine, also owned by Cliffs, are giant scars on the land.
Who made that argument? We've been employing people for generations. I'll give you an example. If you took Tilden, you took Empire, and you took everything that we do here, we impact about 20,000 acres of property here in Marquette County. For that 2% of the property in Marquette County, we've been employing people since the 1960s.
But Cliffs has had recent environmental problems in Marquette County, including unauthorized discharges of waste rock and the triggering of at least one fish consumption advisory. The company says that's not why it plans to close the Empire Mine next year, claiming instead that one of its financial partners, a steel company, doesn't want to sink money into improvements. But there are no plans to shut down the 40-year-old Tilden Mine, and Cliffs says it will keep running a huge ore processing facility. Inside that hot, dirty, and deafening building, giant machines rumble, rattle, and whistle. Occasionally, you can get close enough to Cliff's spokeswoman, Jennifer Hittner, to hear her. In this case, describing one of the machines called a de-slime thickener.
And these are the thickening tanks. What's happening here is your iron ore particles, which are heavier, sink to the bottom, and the waste material floats out over the top.
But the sound and sight of money being made is not how some people on the Upper Peninsula gauge the mining industry.
Right this way.
Kathleen Heidemann of Save the Wild UP leads a tour in the city of Negaunee, a few miles away from the Empire and Tilden mines, and very close to another mine shut down decades ago. Heidemann points to a building that's crumbling and sinking into ground that's been weakened by underground mining. She also talks about land closed off to the public and houses removed to protect public safety.
This is the sacrifice zone that mining companies talk about, a sacrifice zone. When they talk about mining, there's a certain sacrifice that comes along with mining. It's land or it's air quality or it's water quality. It's literally neighborhoods in this case.
The mining industry says it now does a much better job of reclaiming the land used for mining. But anti-mining activists in northern Michigan say opponents of the proposed GTAC iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin should stay buckled down and prepare to challenge pretty much all of the industry's promises. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in the UP.